keeping, company that pulls us away from God, company that influences us in a negative direction and not a righteous direction, company that we keep. And then also, I think, believe it or not, about love and affection, which is marriage, which is commitment, which is communicating. Priority. God is interested in these things, even in who we marry. God is interested in who we wed, amen. We ought to seek out His place. We ought to study. Great study. We ought to think and we ought to pray. I said many times to our young people here, we ought to be praying, amen, for a mate. Ask God to give us. God is not a pauper. God is not dead. He's alive. And He want to meet your needs, amen. He created you. He know what you need. And we ought to pray for that thing. Priority, amen. Think about it. These priorities we're talking about. May I say just a couple things here real quick. Too many priorities are out of place. We have misplaced priorities, Christians. The important things are put aside. And when you put the important things aside, those things that ought to be first, things are not going to work out right. You're not going to get the best benefit if it's God's in this thing, if you don't do it God's way. If you choose to do it your way, then you're not prioritizing properly. And God is interested in priorities. Why? Because He's a God, again, of order. He's a God of order. May I say, we want well-being. We want to get along and be happy, but we don't want the sacrifice that comes along with it. We want redemption, but we don't want regeneration. We want to be delivered from things, but we don't want to be regenerated, born again by the Spirit of God, where God now is conducting and leading in our life. We want salvation, but without true conversion. True conversion, to be born again. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new to me. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. We want salvation, but we don't want true conversion. I promise you this morning, if you'll get converted, you'll get born again. Well, God will do something in your life. And you'll say, like some have said in days of old, why didn't somebody tell me about this sooner? Why didn't somebody explain it to me sooner? Can you believe in year 2012 that there's some still who've never heard a clear-cut message of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? They're hoping in a good work. They're hoping in a good deed. They're hoping in a good church. They're hoping in a good song. But they're not hoping in him whom they place their faith and trust in. Can you believe that? I can't imagine it, but it's true. Amen. Some who have never trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be here this morning. In all earnesty, you're not saved, but you need to be. Amen. I say we want salvation, but not without true conversion, true regeneration. We want worship, but without proper sanctification. We want to come and worship God, as we read in the Old Testament. We want to come and worship God, but we're living in abomination. We can't worship God. The prophet said, you can't worship God and have abominations and bring God any kind of thing. We want to worship God, but we want to do it our way. By the way, this is what happened to Cain and Abel. We've taught this many times. Cain and Abel. Cain wanted to worship God his way, like some of us this morning. I've got it all figured out. I'm just going to do it my way. Well, your way may not be right. We're talking about priorities this morning. Things that come in order. Things that come by precedent. The first thing that we ought to do. We want a relationship with God, but not without true holiness. Can you imagine that? The world today want a relationship with God, but not with true holiness. Can we have such a thing? No, we cannot. Not Bible holiness you won't have. You may have worldly holiness, but you won't have Bible holiness. But we want to worship God, and our hearts are not right with God, and we'll not do nothing about it. I've not got my text yet. I'm still, this is my introduction, by the way. Amen. We want honor. We want respect. We want dignity. But we don't want what's required for service. Don't want the standards. And that's why some don't stay this church, because their standards are being set. Standards, amen. There ought to be standards, amen. But we don't want standards. I want the honor. I want to sing for the Lord. I want to praise the Lord. But I want to live right. We want the honor. We want the respect, but don't want the service. We want a church. Watch this now. We want a church with plenty without church membership. Where's all the people? But we want a plenty, a large church, but no membership. No commitment. No true saved people in the church membership. But give me a big church. Give me a large church. Give me a lot of hooping and hollering. But no true church where we believe in baptized, saved membership. Where we challenge people that come and say, I'm a member. Say, yeah, let me just talk with you for a moment. And I've been down to many houses, amen, and talked to people about where they were. We want the milk and the honey without possessing the possessions of God. God said, go over and possess the land. We want God's blessings over here, but we don't want to go over and possess what God has for us. In Christianity, this morning, some of you, God has something for you, but it's on the other side. It's not where you are. He wants you to move a little farther over, amen. We want the blessings of God without obedience and faithfulness. God bless me, but I won't be faithful. I can't be a good steward, but God, I want your blessings upon me. Thank God again that he reigns on the just the same as the unjust. Amen. And we sometimes equate doing good because God has blessed us, but he blesses us in spite of ourselves. He blesses us in spite of who you are. Amen. And we confuse the goodness of God. Oh, I'm right with God. Are you really? Are you really? How do you handle that? He blesses the just and the unjust. So how can we equate that God's blessing, amen, that we have his eternal blessing when he blesses the just and he blesses the unjust? Because he's God. He knows what he's doing. In one, he's planting a seed that lead him to Christ, amen. In the other one, he's giving divine favor upon his life. He's keeping him and blessing him. And what his hands are touching, the upright hands are touching, God has his favor upon it. He blesses it. But then to that one who's not right with God, God in his mercy, he blesses them so to lead them to a place of bowing before him and saying, Lord, I need you as my Savior, because they know that they're not right with God. As I say, we want great music. Preacher, don't go there. I got to. We want great music, but we're not willing to practice for singing and rehearsal. But we want great music. Some of us this morning got great voices, but we don't want to train our voices. We want to give God what we think we got. God gave us a voice that we might train it, amen, to be even better. God wants excellence in our life. We want our needs provided, but without stewardship. Our stewardship given to God. We want, but we don't want to give our time.